She says, is it true that consciousness, universal energy in all living organisms is same? It exists within us, outside of us. Is it everywhere? Maybe you can give us some.
I'd say yes, but I wouldn't turn that into, keep it practical. That sense of yes, okay, that is a perspective that's not, it's not untrue, but it's also how do we keep it real? How do we keep it practical? Because the mind loves to go to these inspiring concepts and just hates dealing with our say our petty jealousies or our irritations or opinions of other people and whatnot. And so that again, that's really being it, rather than going to an ideal of consciousness and universal truths. Those are, I mean, you don't you certainly don't dismiss it, but it's also how to nurture or maintain one's that practicality of being able to not get entangled with the things that confuse or agitate or complicate the mind and our life, so that 'cause even if it's true, we're still incredibly proficient at making things complicated and difficult for ourselves. And that's what has to be worked on.